being raised of just shrimping right here, you know, it's devastated what we do.
This is Cameron, Louisiana. 40 years ago, it was the top seafood port in the United States. But there's a new industry here that's driving fishermen out and is driving up your energy bill.
The U.S. is about to dominate liquid natural gas exports.
Liquefied natural gas, or LNG.
We opened the sale of LNG immediately, actually.
Has the LNG been affecting the oil shale?
Oh, yeah, we're going to show you exactly what the problem is with them.
So we went to Southwest Louisiana, where exporting natural gas is big business, to find out what are the costs.
It doesn't benefit none of us.
This is America Last policy. Your bill will continue to go up.
Who really benefits?
What are you projecting for this year?
Significant earnings growth.
And what does it mean for the people here?
This isn't a handful of people that are crying about this. This is real life for them.
They don't care about us. We just in their way.
Are you oysters?
Oh, yeah.
Tad Terrio and Sky Leger farm oysters here in Cameron, Louisiana.
Before you try it, tell me, would you eat it if you knew that was there?
Now, what is that, sediment?
That's a mud blister.
How's that get in there?
That's a good question.
No one wants to buy that.
Oyster farming is sort of a new business for Tad, who traditionally caught shrimp for a living.
I put my kids through college shrimping, you know, with a shrimp boat.
Do you think you'd be able to do that now?
No, hell no. No. No shrimper can make it here, none.
Shrimpers here deal with a lot. Devastating hurricanes, imported frozen seafood. It's made the heyday of Cameron's fishing industry a distant memory.
You know, shrimping is a different lifestyle. You don't get paid by the hour, you get paid by what you can put on the boat.
But over the last few years, shrimpers are catching about half of what they used to. And people here want answers as to why.
I mean, shrimping's been going down since the plant started.
The plant is Calcasieu Pass, or CP1. It's run by a company called Venture Global. They cool natural gas to a liquid in order to shrink it in volume and load it onto massive ships that are sent overseas.
Prior to 2016, there was no liquefied natural gas export market in the United States. That changed with the rise of fracking. We went from having shortages of natural gas to having abundant domestic supplies of gas.
But this abundance actually became a problem for the industry. It drove natural gas prices down, so they needed new buyers.
Industry's main priority beginning in the early 2010s was how to move natural gas out of North America.
And the Gulf quickly became a crucial part of that strategy for reasons both geographic and financial.
Cameron Parish doesn't have a sales tax.
James Hyatt is a former oil and gas worker who founded a community organization called For a Better Bayou.
They get a massive industrial tax exemption on the property tax. That's the key. They don't only export gas, they export the profits. They don't stay in the community.
Louisiana is arguably the friendliest state in the U.S. for industrial development and fair environmental policy and outstanding tax policy.
When you turn here, the cranes off in the distance is the expansion to CP1, Venture Global. 12 miles back into town is Hackberry LNG, probably about 30 miles this direction is Sabine LNG. So you're just surrounded.
But the rush to build billion-dollar plants is already causing collateral damage.
Trash.
You noticed it in the cages right away.
A dredging incident in Cameron Parish. Venture Global LNG was dredging and accidentally spilled hundreds of acres of mud into the bayou.
Dredging is basically moving mud and sediment to clear a path for ships and construction.
You see how the water's green here when the spill happened? If the wind changed any at all, it was chocolate milk instantly.
Tad says the dredge spill ruined hundreds of thousands of his oysters.
Half of them died. We lost, 50%. On the big ones, even more than that.
After this spill, more people are understanding these corporations don't give a fuck about you.
Venture Global says that the spill didn't cause any impacts, even though the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries said in September that the oyster reefs near the spill saw an increase in oyster mortality. But according to documents we obtained, the company offered some people $20,000 on the condition that they could never sue or speak negatively about Venture Global.
That's not right. I have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of oyster, you know? I want hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Do you feel like they care?
I don't know. I feel like they're a big company and we're little people. You know, that's what I feel like.
What kind of ship is that?
That's the LNG ship.
That's LNG?
Yep.
To watch these tankers leave every day and to know that your bill will continue to go up, not only because of increased demand, but because of increased exports.
The U.S. is now the top exporter of natural gas in the world, and that's raising prices for Americans. The federal government projects the spot price for natural gas will average 22% higher than it did in 2025, and said last year that LNG exports are driving prices upwards.
It's simple supply and demand. You're forcing Americans to compete with their counterparts in Berlin and Beijing for access to U.S. natural gas. And the more we export, the higher the prices the rest of Americans will pay to heat and cool their homes.
Nearly 74 million American households are hooked up to natural gas for cooking and heating, and it's the primary source of energy used in the electrical grid. Even people in Louisiana are feeling the pinch.
So this is the cooler here?
Yes, this is the cooler part. It stays around 39 degrees.
Eddie Lejeune is a fisherman who lives with his wife Michelle in Hackberry, Louisiana. They're minutes down the road from one of Cameron Parish's three export terminals. And like most Americans, they say their electric bills have spiked in the last few years.
It's like you've seen your bill go up with the cooler bill.
Yes, I can't shut it down to conserve on energy because if I didn't have the cooler and the ice, I couldn't sell fish when I wanted to. Okay. Yeah, we're catching less fish, less money, paying higher bills. Hey, babe.
I mean, you can't afford this and food. What are you going to do? You going to eat or are you going to have electricity?
We are in the middle of an affordability crisis in this country. And to know that your price goes up while these billionaires just pocket the money, as shareholder value is the only thing we care about.
Venture Global projects it made $6 billion last year, more than doubling its profits from the previous year.
Ultimately, our business is that we manufacture and operate machines that produce money.
In 2024, a group of oil and gas executives met with former President Donald Trump behind closed doors. According to the Wall Street Journal, Venture Global's CEO was there too. Trump reportedly asked the CEOs to contribute $1 billion to his campaign, promising to deliver for them, including by overturning a Biden administration pause on LNG export terminals.
I will sign day one orders to cancel his natural gas export ban.
And when Trump won, Venture Global gave $1 million to his inauguration fund.
CEO of Venture Global, Mike Sable.
They're very smart businessmen and lawyers.
Lobbyists on Venture Global's payroll have included Mary Landrieu, a former U.S. senator and member of a Louisiana Democratic dynasty, and Brian Lanza, one of the Trump campaign's top advisors.
They're the only oil and gas company I've ever heard of that started up in Arlington, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C. And because of their closeness to the Trump administration and to the wheels of power, they've been able to do pretty much whatever they want.
2 months after taking office, the Trump administration approved a second Venture Global terminal in Cameron, which is known as CP2.
Ultimately, CP2 over the life of the project will generate several hundred billion dollars.
But the export boom Trump delivered for LNG companies is coming at the expense of one of his other campaign promises, a promise he made to the rest of us.
Your energy prices will be cut in half within 12 months from January 20th.
Instead, what Trump has done is to prioritize the financial interests of the natural gas industry. And the natural gas industry's primary financial directive is to maximize LNG exports.
I'm also pleased to announce that Japan,
India,
South Korea,
the European Union is suddenly talking about buying,
wants to greatly expand,
we'll soon begin importing historic new shipments of
American energy,
American beautiful natural gas.
Everybody wants to buy it.
Now, this is America Last policy, to export our natural resources to the highest bidder at the expense of every American.
Well, I mean, I voted for Trump's. Would I do it again? I doubt it.
Philip Dyson lives less than a mile from CP1. He's been fishing here all of his life.
There used to be 200 shrimp boats in this town. Now there's 15. You went from a fishing town to town that care less about the fishing.
More than 90% of Cameron Parish voters cast their ballot for Trump in 2024.
They said they're helping us, but where? Where are they helping us? They're just shoving more LNG plants down us. They ain't stopping the imports. Everything you said he was going to do for the fishermen, he ain't doing shit. Not in my knowledge.
Everybody has put LNG plants before the people.
Would you vote for President Trump again?
No, I'm not. I'm hoping we have a better selection of something.
Since Trump undid Biden's pause, the federal government and LNG companies are trying to expand export capacity even further.
If you could say something to them, what would you say?
Find somebody somewhere else to build this shit. I'd never thought I'd have seen this place like this, ever in my lifetime.
17 new export terminals are either under construction or have been approved by the federal government, and 6 of them are in southwest Louisiana. Venture Global wants to build 2 more terminals here in Cameron.
So if it keeps going on like this, do you think you'll be able to stay here and keep doing what you're doing?
My wife wants to move. She wants me to give this up. That's all I've ever done. So what are you doing? I'm 62 years old. I hurt all over from working so hard all my life. What does a person like me do next?
I got mama, daddy, everybody buried here. We cremate daughter. We put some of her in the rivers. I would never want to leave her behind, but I might have to. This is what I do. That's what I'm going to do till they throw dirt on me. It might not be here, but I will fish till it's over.
Thank you for watching our video. If you'd like to see more stories like this one, be sure to like and subscribe to the channel to get more and more Perfect Union in your feed. And if you have any ideas for stories you'd like to see us investigate, just drop them in the comments below.